Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing for your people. We ask, Lord, that your promises be known and that the revelation of your power over the curse be known. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Well, it's so true, you know. Jesus delivered us from the curse. He became a curse for us. And he delivered us out of the power of the curse. Deuteronomy 28, you know, lists the curse and diseases and all these things that we're seeing happening now. And that's what he came for, is to deliver us from the curse. Not just from the sin, but from the curse that is applied to sinners. The curse that comes upon sinners who are disobedient and unbelieving of his word. So anyway, I thought I'd share a little bit, you know, of news and then jump into some scripture concerning this coronavirus outbreak, which, you know, it seems to fit our scenario much better than anything we've mentioned before, although those other things are popping up too because of the people coming into the country mostly. And I read somewhere where the Ebola virus was what they wanted to use, and they were blocked from doing that. So this was their next choice, this coronavirus. And as we have been sharing, I'm quite sure I've been sharing this for years now, that this is the deep state's retaliation and distraction from what's going on. They don't want anybody to watch that trial, etc. So, anyway, here's a article by Mike Adams on the 26th, and he called it "Revenge of the 12 Monkeys." Nature Science Journal warned about pathogens escaping Wuhan Level 4 Biosafety Lab, BSL-4, before coronavirus outbreak. Infected monkeys bite, scratch researchers. Yep. So this has been warned about before, that this place, and of course they distracted from that, making it people eating animals and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem to be true. It says here, there is a level 4 biosafety laboratory in Wuhan, China, where microbiologists study and develop genetically engineered biological weapons. And in 2017, the science journal Nature warned the world about pathogens escaping and infecting the world. And now it appears that scenario has unfolded exactly as feared. Well, they make biological weapons to be efficient and to where it's very hard for you to neutralize them. And we'll, you know, see in the next couple of articles here why that this is a man-made object here. Anyway, goes on to say, some scientists outside China worry about pathogens escaping and the additions of a biological dimension to geopolitical tensions between China and other nations. And they warned Nature in a February 2017 article. But Chinese microbiologists are celebrating their entrance into the elite cadre, empowered to wrestle with the world's greatest biological threats. I don't know if that's anything to be celebrating. The communist Chinese government, known for bullying the world while lying about its own genetic engineering weapons experiments on humans, claimed its BSL-4 laboratories would benefit the world. The lab was certified as meeting the standards and the criteria of BSL-4 by the China National Accreditation Service for Conformity Assessment in January, reports Nature, which means, of course, that the lab has no safety standards whatsoever and the entire accreditation is a fraud. We know this because many accreditations in China are fraudulent. Even across the food and supplements industry and organics, where organic foods from China are routinely found to be contaminated with pesticides, heavy metals, as confirmed in our own mass spec laboratory in Texas. Nature explains BSL-4 is the highest level of biocontainment. Its criteria include filtering air and treating water and waste before they leave the laboratory, and stipulating that researchers change clothes and shower before and after using lab facilities. You can be sure these procedures are not being followed, and as the very culture of Communist China is one of cutting corners, deceiving regulators, and cheating on every way possible, there is a zero probability that China's BSL for biohazard facilities are fully compliant with safety regulations. And they show a photo of them working in their virology institute lab. The seafood market is a cover story. The Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory is located about 20 miles away from the Huanan Seafood Market, reports the UK Daily Mail, which also publishes this map showing the geographic proximity of the two. Had to be close because they can tell where things broke out. So the UK Daily Mail also writes that a SARS virus escaped in a leak from another Chinese lab in 2004. Chinese officials worked to improve safety, but also to expand the country's capacity to continue to study the very virus its labs had let out. Did you catch that? The lab allowed SARS to escape so that they could study its pandemic effects on the population at large. Life is cheap for communists. In our country, too. In these Chinese labs, scientists there are intentionally infecting monkeys with the coronavirus to see what happens. As the UK Daily Mail writes, this is a very dangerous endeavor since monkeys often attack researchers, which is understandable considering they are being murdered by the unethical scientists there. Studying the behavior of a virus like 209nCoV and developing treatments or vaccines for it requires infecting these research monkeys, an important step before human testing. I think that's 2019, a misprint there. Monkeys are unpredictable, though, warned Ebright. They can run, they can scratch, they can bite, he said, and the viruses they carry would go where their feet, nails, and teeth do. The same Chinese labs studying coronavirus allowed SARS to escape. These Chinese labs have a history of allowing deadly pathogens to escape. In fact, as nature explains, the very culture of secrecy and obedience that characterizes China is a perfect storm for cover-ups and biohazard accidents. And from Nature, it's said, but worries are surround the Chinese lab, too. The SARS virus has escaped from high-level containment facilities in Beijing multiple times, notes Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Tim Trevann, founder of Chrome Biosafety and Biosecurity Consulting in Damascus, Maryland, says that an open culture is important to keeping BSL-4 labs safe, and he questions how easy this will be in China where society emphasizes hierarchy. Yep, and don't say anything. Be careful what you say, what you believe, and everything else. Also contained in the Nature warning is a note about how scientists are concerned China is using these labs to develop bioweapons. Ebright is not convinced of the need for more than one BSL-4 lab in mainland China. He suspects that the expansion there is a reaction to the networks in the United States and Europe, which he says are also unwarranted. He warns that governments will assume that such excess capacity is for the potential development of bioweapons. These facilities are inherently dual use, he says. The prospect of ramping up opportunities to inject monkeys with pathogens also worries rather than excites him. They can run, they can scratch, and they can bite. And here's a note. China tried to develop a bioweapon to target human beings, and it just bit them. Yeah. The bottom line, China tried to develop a highly infectious, extremely dangerous bioweapon that could be used to attack the United States, most likely. But their sloppy lab procedures resulted in the virus escaping their own BSL-4 facilities and infecting local populations. This is now the most likely scenario that's emerging, an engineered bioweapon, but an accidental release in a domestic lab. Yes, it has all the accoutrements, I guess you could say, of a bioweapon. I'm hearing that from 6 to 14 days before symptoms show, which is, of course, that's what they're checking at the airports, is the symptoms. 6 to 14 days before that, that person is able to transmit that disease. Okay, so most of the people that are infected are getting through the airports. Another thing, that little mask that they put on does not stop the virus. Either way, either direction, it does not stop or prevent the disease, because they've discovered that this disease is transmitted actually through your eyes. And many of the people are not wearing goggles that keep the droplets that get in the air from sneezes and everything else from getting in your eyes. And he goes on to say, this is what happens when you play with fire. Sometimes you get burned. Listen to my emergency broadcast, he says. Okay. I'm going to go on to this one here. The name of this one is Breaking Coronavirus Hits 15% Fatality Rate, 83% Infection Rate for Those Exposed. And I understand that this is way, way out there. This is really bad. And something is not only the reasons I just mentioned to you, but this too is going to make it very hard to stop this thing. And the fact that I've been saying to you for years now that the deep state was going to use this, and they're going to use it. And God said he was going to use it too, to come against his enemies. Lancet publishes early study that points to alarming consequences for humanity. This was on the 25th. Okay. Breaking, the U.S. news media is currently running about 1 to 2 days behind the Chinese media in covering the bombshell revelations surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. Natural News has Chinese-speaking investigators on the ground in Taiwan, and they're scanning the Chinese media for the most important announcements. Earlier today, the Taiwan media began reporting on a new mainland Chinese study that specifically looked at the individuals involved in this Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. We have a partial translation and link. According to this news, which is widely circulating in the Taiwan press and is based on a study published in The Lancet, the Wuhan coronavirus fatality rate has leaped to 15%. And the one I read before this, it was down, it was 5%, and now it's leaped to 15%. And the infection rate among those exposed is 83%. These numbers are virtually unheard of in the world of microbiology and infectious disease transmission. It means that 15 out of every 100 infected people will die. It also means that 83 out of 100 exposed people will become infected, and able to transmit the disease to others. And as I said, that can be, they can transmit it anywhere, they say, from 6 to 14 days before symptoms show. That makes it very bad. If you were making a disease to kill a lot of people, that's what you would do. So for every 100 people who are exposed, around 12 will die, 15% of 83. The only criticism of this study is that its sample size was relatively small, given that it's still very early in the outbreak of this disease. The study looked at 41 cases of individuals who were exposed. The infection rate stands at 83%. This pandemic will be impossible to contain. But it will run its course. I've already read about that. It will run its course. And but how many people will it kill? Well, by the time it's run its course, I've heard 100,000 a day. So this story is from TaiwanDaily.net. Hong Kong and Chinese researchers published the latest research on the new coronavirus 2019, referred to as Wuhan pneumonia. Okay, it does pneumonia. It shuts down the kidneys. It gives symptoms of a cold, of fever, you know, weakness, tiredness. But they're calling it Wuhan pneumonia. It may not be pneumonia. What they were spraying on us and have been spraying on us, it fills hospitals up with pneumonia, they're calling it, for lack of a term, you know, but it's stuff that's been sprayed out of the air, along with biological mold and things like that that can spread very easily through coughs and sneezes and so on and so forth. They've done that in this country. So what about this? What did they have in this particular, you know, disease? Well, one day we'll find out. In the medical journal Lancet on the 24th, Chinese experts pointed directly to the disease. The fatality rate is 15%. Hong Kong experts confirmed for the first time that Wuhan pneumonia can be transmitted from person to person and patients may not have surface symptoms. Yeah, so that means when they check your temperature when you go through the airport and other means of travel, they don't get it. Taking a Shenzhen seven-person home with six people as an example, the analysis shows that the attack rate is as high as 83%, and the incubation period is 3 to 6 days. It's expected that a large number, and this is a big argument over the incubation period. That's why I pointed even to the 14 days, you know, will break out in China within a week. And the next 2 weeks will be a crucial period to prevent any place from becoming another Wuhan. Same article also reveals the recorded rate of symptoms among those who are infected. Well, you know, there are people that are contacting the world the best they can out of China and telling the truth about what's going on. You know, whole hospitals have been shut down. The doctors are falling dead, et cetera, et cetera. And one of them I just listened to, she said that, and she was a health professional, said that there were at least 90,000 dead. And I've heard higher numbers and quite a bit higher numbers than that. But that was the last one I listened to the video. Overall, 98% of the symptoms were fever, 76% coughing, 44% muscle pain or feeling tired. With 98% showing fever, this means that 1 out of 50 people infected will show no fever. Wow. 1 out of 50 people infected will show no fever and therefore easily bypass current screening methods that are practiced by health officials. If 1 in 50 infected people is able to get through screening, that's primarily looking for fever and respiratory symptoms. It means this outbreak is highly unlikely to be contained. The article from Taiwan also describes the slow progression of symptoms, in some cases taking as long as 8 days to appear. There's another higher number there than what they just gave. As a result, one person had fever and diarrhea in Wuhan one day. Many relatives they visited also began to have fever, cough on the fourth day. Another did not go to Wuhan but lived with four family members who were subsequently diagnosed. And the eighth day also began found physical discomfort and confirmed the illness. So they published the study here too, which I'm not going to read. I will point you towards this though. Coronavirus perfect storm now exists thanks to biosludge, open borders, filthy liberal cities. Pretty good article too. The horrendously bad decisions of human beings who hold power in government, media, and industry have brought the human race to a perfect storm of conditions that will strongly contribute to the spread and fatalities of the coronavirus pandemic now threatening the world. As I relate in an emergency podcast, the following conditions are now converging into a worst-case scenario when trying to stop a pandemic, or a best-case scenario for the globalists trying to achieve depopulation. Number one, open border policies that allow infected people to walk right across the border and into the United States with no health screening whatsoever. Number two, sanctuary city policies that protect infected illegals from being discovered or deported. Number three, widespread practice of biosludge distribution onto food crops. Biosludge is the raw human sewage sludge that is collected by every city in America, slightly dried to reduce water mass, and then loaded onto trucks and dumped on nearby farm fields. It's sold to farmers as free fertilizer because it's rich in nitrogen. It also means that any coronavirus which makes its way into the sewage system will be distributed by the U.S. cities into farms, onto farm fields, obviously contaminating food crops and multiplying the effects of the pandemic. See the full documentary at biosludge.com to learn about biosludge. And number four, the now legal practice in Washington state of liquefying dead human bodies and flushing them into the municipal sewage system where they become biosludge to be spread on crops. This practice was recently legalized in Washington, and it means the dead will be used to fertilize the food crops that are fed to the living. When people start dying from coronavirus, will they also be flushed into the sewage systems? Well, they're not doing it in China. In China, they're incinerating them. As fast as they die, they incinerate them. The practice now common in filthy liberal cities, which is amazing. It's amazing. Of allowing people to openly defecate in the streets with no repercussions or arrests, since viruses often infect human feces and other body excretions, this likely means that coronavirus will be found in the raw human feces that gets washed into the storm drains during rainstorms. The storm drains in San Francisco, Seattle, and other coastal cities empty directly into the ocean, where viruses are then washed into the beaches, onto the beaches of North America, infecting beachgoers and mixing with aquatic ecosystems to produce even more potentially dangerous variants of infectious disease. Number six, the continued attacks on natural medicine and the censorship of sources like Natural News that can teach people how to avoid or overcome infections even when pharmaceutical medicines fail or are completely out of supply or prove to be a disease spreader themselves, right? Yeah. Number seven, the compromised human immune system due to widespread vaccination practices that actually weaken, not strengthen, the veracity of the human immune response. People who routinely receive vaccinations such as flu shots are discovered to be more vulnerable to future infections. Widespread immunization practices across North America, Europe, Australia, and other countries have created a highly vulnerable population that can be easily infected with coronavirus. These factors now converge to create a perfect storm for the coronavirus outbreak, which is actually a weaponized, engineered biological weapon being unleashed against humanity in order to achieve depopulation. It will very likely succeed since humanity has been begging for self-destruction through all the practices detailed above. Most notably, the highest fatalities from any such pandemic will occur in cities, especially cities where the homeless are more populous and filthy, unsanitary conditions exist. In other words, liberal cities. Yes, that's the thing that amazes me is when liberals take over a city, it goes down the drain quick. So quick. It's kind of like a person with an unclean spirit. They're unclean in everything they do. Okay, here's one. N95 masks useless. Coronavirus enters body through eyeballs, warns infected doctor in Wuhan, China. Again, that's by Mike Adams on the 26th. N95 masks are useless against coronavirus. These masks don't create a full facial seal. And a doctor in China is now warning that he contracted coronavirus by failing to wear a full face mask. Importantly, most healthcare professionals shown in the media are wearing only N95-style masks, which are pointless and don't stop the wearer from becoming infected. Since the Wuhan coronavirus now has a documented 83% infection rate among those who are exposed, the fact that N95 masks are giving people a false sense of protection should be more than a little alarming. As reported by the media in Asia, originally in Mandarin Chinese, this person is Wang Guangfa, a physician at Peking University Hospital. He previously went to Wuhan to investigate the epidemic and later emphasized to the public that the epidemic was preventable and controllable. Now, he has become a patient and caused a lot of outcry among netizens. Wang Guangfa went on to point out that the second point of doubt was that he had visited fever clinics and temporary isolation wards in several hospitals 2 days before returning to Beijing. Some hospitals had crowded fever clinics and patients with neo-coronavirus pneumonia were likely to be present, and although they were also highly alert to enter with N95 masks, in retrospect, he suddenly realized that everyone was not equipped with protective glasses. Therefore, it is suspected that the virus first entered the conjunctiva that then spread to the whole body. If this speculation is true, his protective blind spot is not worn. Protective glasses, Wang Guangfa's inference, caused a lot of discussions among netizens. Everyone said it's terrible to pass through the conjunctiva. Seeing patients on the video only masked without goggles, I still feel at risk. Important, don't rub your eyes while wearing goggles. frontline medical staff should pay attention to eye protection. Only full face masks can keep coronavirus out of the air you breathe. The idea that N95 masks can prevent a non-infected person from contracting a coronavirus infection is rooted in falsehood. Well, and where do you get the most coughs, the most diseases? It's in a hospital. And they're admitting they've got no way to treat people in the hospital. They're treating them for common cold symptoms is what they're doing. They've got nothing to treat them with. So you go there to get the disease. You know, I mean, people would do better to go somewhere else where there's not a lot of humans. No, such protection is offered from N95 masks. Primarily, they are supposed to be worn by people who are already infected so that when they speak, cough, or sneeze, they don't project aerosolized viral matter into the air around them. For a non-infected person to equip themselves with the kind of protection that would allow them to walk through infected areas and not contract the pathogen, they would need full-face respirators that have a silicone seal to force all incoming air through the respirator filtration cartridges. 3M makes numerous full-face respirators, but most of those are already sold out across America. Consider that for a moment. Nearly every N95 mask and full-face respirator is already sold out across the entire country, and there are only 5 confirmed cases in America. That was back then. I see. I'm going to go on here. Okay. This is InfoWars. I haven't mentioned anything from them yet, but they're covering it pretty heavy. Are you prepared for a global pandemic? Are Chinese authorities hiding true infection numbers? Yes, they are, according to everybody on the inside who's speaking out. The number of coronavirus cases are probably 10 times higher than is being reported by Chinese authorities. Researchers say the pandemic will continue to spread rapidly across China's major cities, peaking in the late April or early May. So, I mean, this is running its course, late April or early May, with 150,000 new cases every day. Yeah, well, it just multiplies the further you go, right? Meanwhile, the infection has already started spreading inside the United States, as the CDC has now confirmed cases in Arizona, California, Illinois, Washington. Are you prepared? And of course, they got most of these are videos on that site. So, what do you do? Let me say again. Psalm 91, 1 and 2 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, which is to abide in the Word, Jesus Christ, right? It's a secret even to most Christians, what God says in His Word, how He protects people from these things, delivers people from these things. It's already done at the cross. It's a secret, even among Christians. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. This, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My God, in whom I trust. So we're promised protection from the deadly pestilence. For instance, in Psalm 91, 3, 5, and 6, for He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will do it. That's what those that are in the secret place of the Most High, those that are hiding behind the Word of God, so to speak. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. This is an important note here. Fear absorbs the curse. If you're afraid, you must repent quickly. That's an evil heart of unbelief. Believe the Word of God, that by whose stripes you were healed. Believe it and do not be afraid. If you have fear, you are inviting. Fear is faith in the enemy. Faith in the curse. Thou shalt not, notice that, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And the Hebrew word here for pestilence means an epidemic disease. And down in verse 10, it says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. So you that have been spending all your time making money, playing, enjoying life, have you spent any time in the Word? Have you put the Word in your heart so that it comes out of your mouth and it's in your mind? This is important when an epidemic is happening all around you. Notice in this verse that if we are in the secret place, which is to abide in the Word, we are not under the plagues or judgments of God. And this is witnessed also in Exodus 12 and 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. That's the blood of the Lamb. And in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 5 tells us that our Passover lamb has already been sacrificed, and it's Jesus Christ. So faith in what Jesus Christ has done for you at the cross is how you can escape this thing. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. How does the blood apply? By faith. And there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And in this text, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, delivers us from what? All plagues. We're told in Exodus 15 and 26, and he said, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, among the Egyptians, of course, were the Jews who were God's people and were given the promises of God. And he told them, look, I can wipe them out and save you. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not only did he bear the sin, he bore the curse of the sin. Notice, he did this. If you don't believe it, you don't get it. Be it unto you according to your faith, Jesus said. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you, Jesus said. So if you believe the half gospel of the churches, you might not live through this thing. And remember that the devil is the one that administers the curse. But he has to have permission from God. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven. Acts 10 and 38 said, Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all, notice that, all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, did he really heal all? Well, he healed everybody that had a covenant right. And even some people who didn't have the old covenant right, but had a covenant right through faith, like the Syrophoenician woman, the centurion, on and on, you know. So that's all you need, too, is a covenant right by faith. We're all of the seed of Abraham who walk by faith, right? And here's an example of the devil attempting to administer and being able to administer the curse to many Christians, but not the ones that believe. Listen to this. This is a vision given to Dimitri Dudeman. It's on our website that describes our rights in Christ and how, if we stand by the word, we will conquer the devil who administers the curse on sinners. This was May 7th, 1993. It was getting dark. Then suddenly it turned pitch black. It was as if the whole world had gone dark at that moment. And we're on the verge of that darkness, aren't we? Of course, we can see it all around us. What are the crazies out there? The madness out there, you know? All the people were in a frenzy. They became disoriented, and some were even screaming. Now, you know, people don't see the devil. They just see what he does. And that's enough to panic him, you know. After some time, we heard the sound of an army approaching. Soon we saw them coming out of the black mist. All were dressed in black except for one. That one seemed to be their leader. He was dressed in a red robe with a thick black belt over his waist. On his head, he had a sign. And as I looked, I saw that in his hand, he held the same kind of sharp spear as everyone else in his army. Quote, "I am Lucifer," unquote, he exclaimed. Quote, "I am the king of this world. I have come to make war against the Christians." Yes, and who is permitting him to do that? God, because Christians aren't Christians anymore, and the Lord is having to test, just like they're testing for diseases. You know, he's having to test to find out who is a Christian. He knows it, but we have to find it out. Who is a Christian and who is not a Christian? Christian means Christ-like. Jesus, his first disciples, were Christians, really Christians, because they believed what he believed. They spoke what he spoke. They walked how he walked. They healed. They delivered. They set free. All these things. They were Christian because in word and in deed, they were following Christ. It looked as though all the Christians were huddled together in one big group. Some began to cry when they heard this, that the devil was going to make war on them. Others began to tremble, while some just stood without saying anything. Lucifer continued to speak. Quote, "All of those that want to fight against my army and think that they can be victorious, go to the right." But listen, we're supposed to believe that we can be victorious over Satan and his curse. Jesus delivered us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. And he said, "I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." So you're supposed to believe that you can be victorious over the devil. That is, by the word of God, by the sword that he's given unto us, right? So he said, "Go to the right. All of those that want to fight against my army and think that they can be victorious, go to the right." The goats are on the left, right? "Those that fear me, go to the left." Only about a quarter of the group stepped to the right. Well, that's pretty good compared, you know, to the parable of the sowers. Pretty close, yeah. All the other went to the left. Then Lucifer ordered his army, "Destroy those on the right." The army began to advance and quickly surrounded the Christians on the right. And as they began to close in on us, a powerful light appeared and encircled us. Then an angel of the Lord spoke, "Take out your swords and fight." Now, how come the angel didn't just wipe out Satan? You see, because if you're not a believer, you're not a believer. He's supposed to be able to take out unbelievers. "Take out your swords and fight. Defend yourselves and be victorious over the enemy." "What swords?" a man in the group asked. "The word of the Lord is your sword," the angel answered. Then we understood what the angel meant. He began to quote verses from the Bible. We began to quote verses from the Bible. Then suddenly, as if we were one voice, we began to sing a song, and our voices thundered so loudly that the dark army began to retreat in fear. They did not have the courage to come against us anymore. Lucifer, filled with rage, turned to those on the left. "You, who all of your life have been trying to please two masters, because you could not stand against me, I have the power to destroy you." He then ordered his army to attack, and it was a total massacre. Wow, 3/4 of Christians are not ready to stand up to the devil or their rights in the kingdom, or believe by whose stripes you were healed, etc., etc. They're not prepared. It was a total massacre. And the ones on the left could not defend themselves. One by one, they all fell. And this killing seemed to go on for a long time. And after a while, we could actually smell the stench of the dead. Why could they not be protected also? Someone asked. The angel answered, because all their lives they have been lukewarm. What does the Lord do with lukewarm? He spews them out of his body. That's what the word says. Because of their hypocrisy, the true church has been blasphemed. Now you can tell who's the hypocrites and who are not. The ones who are following the Bible, they're not adding to it or taking away from it. They're agreeing with the Word of God. They know it's the Word of God. They know that the Word of men is corrupt. It's leaven. It's worthless. It has no power over the enemy. And you can tell the people that have no power. They have brought disrespect to the Word of God. Yes, they have. They were not clean. As we continued to look, we saw the sun coming over the horizon. The black clouds began to break up, and then they disappeared. Only one was left, on which Lucifer and his army stood. Lucifer looked at me, shaking his fist, and said, I will destroy you even if I have to throw my spear at you from here. Then that cloud disappeared too. So as I looked around, I began to see faces that I recognized among our group. I saw a pastor from Bellflower, another from Indiana, one from Michigan, as well as many of my American friends. The first thought that came to my mind was, as I woke, that this had been the last fight of the devil against the church. If we remain faithful, we will be victorious. Yeah, you'll have to be faithful to the word to survive the things that are coming upon the world. You know, I can think of quite a few times in the past that at the time when I was raising my children, that I'd be told by a parent that they could not come to the assembly because one or more of their children had measles or chicken pox or mumps or whatever, you know. And I've told these parents to bring their children because no one in our assembly would catch the disease. I've never been disappointed after making a bold confession of faith in God. You know, he wants, faith has got to be in your heart and out of your mouth. You have to confess him before men. If you do not confess him before men, he will not confess you before the Father. That's what he said, and he is the high priest of our confession, of our confession. Be it unto you according to your faith. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. You see, we must believe the word of God enough so that it comes out of our mouth rather than the curse that we can pronounce upon ourselves, which is just quite natural to the world. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And he said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And that is with authority and with power. These signs shall accompany them that believe. Well, now they don't need any signs to be a believer. Not contrary to what Jesus said. And when one of my own children, I had five, caught one of these diseases, unrelated to the instances I'm talking about here, we would just rebuke it and command it to go in Jesus' name because it had no right over us. And it would. My children have never had more than a very light case of these diseases, and most have never had them at all. And that was back when they were more common. Now, I like this. You probably heard it before, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. This is an awesome example of faith. Applying the blood to the doorway in the testimony of John G. Lake during the bubonic plague. And he said, now watch the action of the law of life. Faith belongs to the law of life. Faith is the very opposite of fear. Faith has the opposite effect in spirit, soul, and body. Faith causes the spirit of man to become confident. It causes the mind of man to become restful and positive. A positive mind repels disease. Consequently, the emanation of the Spirit destroys disease germs. And guess what fear does? It absorbs the curse because it's faith in the curse. And it's coming out of your mouth that you believe in the curse. And all of your things that you do, you're trying to save yourselves from the curse instead of believing the salvation that was given to you. And in other words, people believe in salvation by works, not by faith and the good confession. Going on, he said, and because we were in contact with the Spirit of life, I and a little Dutch fellow with me went out and buried many of the people who had died from the bubonic plague. We went into homes and carried them out, dug the graves, and put them in. Sometimes we would put three or four in one grave. We never took the disease. Why? Because of the knowledge that the law of life in Christ Jesus protects us. That law was working because of the fact that a man, by that action of his will, puts himself purposely in contact with God. Faith takes possession of his heart, and the condition of his nature is changed. Instead of being fearful, he is full of faith. Instead of being absorbent and drawing everything to himself, his spirit repels sickness and disease. The Spirit of Christ Jesus flows through the whole being and emanates through the hands, the heart, and from every pore of the body. During that great plague that I mentioned, they sent a government ship with supplies and corps of doctors. And one of the doctors sent for me, and he said, "What have you been using to protect yourself?" "Our corps has this preventive and that, which we use as protection, but we concluded that if a man would stay on the ground as you have and keep ministering to the sick and burying the dead, you must have a secret." "What is it?" I answered, "Brother, that is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I believe that just as long as I keep my soul in contact with the living God, so that His Spirit is flowing into my soul and body, that no germ will ever attach itself to me, for the Spirit of God will kill it." He asked, "Do you think that you had better use our preventatives?" I replied, "No, doctor, but I think that you would like to experiment with me, and if you'll go over to one of these dead people and take the foam that comes out of their lungs after death, then put it under a microscope, you'll see the masses of living germs. You will find that they are alive until a reasonable time after a man is dead. And you can fill my hand with them, and I will keep it under the microscope, and instead of these germs remaining alive, they will die instantly." Well, they tried it and found it was true. They questioned, "What is that?" I replied, "That's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When a man's spirit and a man's body are filled with the blessed presence of God, it oozes out of the pores of your flesh and kills the germs. Suppose, on the other hand, my soul had been under the law of death and I were in fear and darkness. The very opposite would have been the result. The result would have been that my body would have absorbed the germs. These would have generated disease and would have died, and I would have died." "Yes. You who are sick," he says, "put yourself in contact with God's law of life. Read His word, and with the view of enlightening your heart so that you will be able to look up with more confidence and believe Him. Pray that the Spirit of God will come into your soul, take possession of your body, and His power will make you well. That is the exercise of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus." Amen. It's so good and so true. The Lord offers divine health. He said, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians. He offers divine health, not just divine healing, 1 Peter 2:24, who in his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes ye were healed. Healed. Oh, thank you, Father. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. I believe that this is not going to be stopped for the people that are supposed to be taken out, just like it was in Egypt. I believe it will be stopped for the righteous people who are believers in the Word of God, not just religion. So thank you, Father, for your goodness to us, in Jesus' name. And we pray for Michael Hare and the brethren that are joining him. And we thank you, brethren, for joining Michael, and we ask that you have your eyes and ears opened, and that you receive from the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen, and good night.